BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I've got moist mouth. Jack and Alex from All Time Low play Innuendo Bingo. It's a good one. Chris is obsessed with this guy.
Oh, good, you wouldn't belong to Frostbutt.
Who rode out of his final exam on a horse. And it's Greg James on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
All right, bae.
Stop calling me bae.
This is Scott on Radio 1. Looking forward to today because we have got Jack and Alex from All Time Low in about half an hour to play Innuendo Bingo, a game that I'm sure they haven't done before.
No, they haven't. This game was made for them, though.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Because if you know about All Time Low, you'll know that they have a very British sense of humour. Mm. So they definitely will go. They will spray. So yeah. It's 2-on-1 today.
Also, it's a situation, you know, sometimes you're not sure if people have genuinely seen the game and know exactly what it involves now, because it's gone up another level since the old days of Innuendo Bingo. It's proper wet now.
Yeah, but they'll know.
And they do know, and I predict a very wet one.
Yeah, I think we all need to make the most of it today.
Yeah.
Jack and Alex on All Time Lows, Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Nice to have a couple of drinks with the team last night, wasn't it? A
couple of team drinks there.
Yeah, really good.
Good old gossip.
Bit of a gossip, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's fascinating, isn't it, seeing everyone's side after a couple like last night.
Yeah, it was good, I think. Really good to catch up. At least we all know we're on the same page with things,
right,
which is good. You're on the page, are you?
I was less on the page than some people were last night.
I know. Got quite ranty at some points.
Ranty.
I know, I don't know why. But
also,
it was really fun.
It's that classic thing, right? And I know we're all friends, but we all work together. I think it's near on impossible for us to go out in a setting like that and not talk about work.
Yes, it is. I think we need to ban work chat.
Impossible. Won't happen. If you go out with a group of people from work, the conversation has to be about work, doesn't
Obviously,
it?
We weren't ranting about work,
no,
per
the two
se.
Aren't connected. I'm just saying that everything always ends up coming back to work.
Yeah, it does a bit. I enjoyed it. And do you know the first thing that greeted me in my room this morning? An actual bird.
What?
I'd left the window open because hot. And I heard a brr, brr. I was like, what is that? It's like a pigeon in my room.
Was it a pigeon?
Yes, I think it was.
What do you mean you think it was? But I mean,
I was half asleep, but it was definitely flapping and was a bird.
And you didn't film it?
I just went, shoo.
I saw this well good video on the internet the other day of a pigeon in someone's room. They proper lose it.
It's never happened to me before. And I do actually like always leave the window open, so I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. But yeah. Actual bird in my room today, so that was the first thing I saw.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really excited for bingo today. Really excited.
It's going to be chaos.
Jack and Alex from All Time Low have just arrived. There's loads of girls outside waiting for them, aren't there?
Mm.
And I don't know what, but the producer's just been to meet them and says that they have brought some props. Well, what does that even mean?
Props?
Is it for the game?
Oh, wow. I think okay. We need more water. I think we're underestimating how much water we need here.
Why have they brought props? What's going on?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kirsty's been on saying, hi, Scott and Chris. Can you do Innuendo Bingo before I go to my next lecture before 2:30, please? I absolutely love this game. Yeah, it's on at 1:45. And you can use that today as a kind of revision break, or just to relax you before maybe your next exam. A lot of people doing exams at the moment, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, yeah, what a perfect revision break if that's what you want to do. But it's way better if you watch it. So just go on the Radio 1 website. It's not long now, 15 minutes, and you'll be able to watch all of Innuendo Bingo. I think today's one especially worth watching,
yeah,
right, Mills?
Absolutely. And all the girls outside I know, obviously, who have just met Jack and Alex, well, they're all just ready with their phones waiting to watch.
Just so many people are tweeting about it. Emily here, think I'm a bit too excited for Innuendo Bingo today with Jack and Alex. Props excited for Innuendo Bingo. I like this one. And this is from Kelsey. It just says, I'm intrigued at Jack All Time Low, at Alex All Time Low, Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah. Also, thanks to Jack, who has just tweeted, well, a while back, the extra information that he's not wearing any pants today.
Oh,
that's,
really?
That's our Jack.
See, I'm thinking of wearing swim shorts for this one.
Do it.
Good idea.
Yeah, it's like summer's on. I mean, it's at least 19 degrees.
Okay.
Hello, Rebecca. And she's in Swindon and she needs a bit of motivation for her exams today. So what better person than Pitbull? This will really help if you're doing exams today. Just a few Wise words from 305.
Good things come to those that wait. The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life. We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
Feel better now? Isn't that good?
It's good.
Oh, I love that interview so much.
Yeah.
It's on the podcast, The Scott Mills Daily. If you miss Pitbull, get it in your life. You will not be disappointed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just when I thought that my week could get no better. I mean, how does it get better than Pitbull on Monday? But it has. Here's Alex and Jack from All Time Low. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us in.
Oh, I met Pitbull on Monday.
How was that?
It was dream come true.
Did he do this dance?
Yeah, he does. He always does the dance, the fist pump.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him? He's awesome.
I know. We've never met him, but he seems like he would be awesome.
I saw this guy on the streets. He was bald the other day. I came up. I was like, Pitbull, I love you. And it wasn't him. But...
just a random bald
guy.
He was wearing a suit too, as he does.
Yeah, I mean, he was a dream because he did wear, as you would expect, a pale suit with a chino. And just the sunglasses perched there on top of the t-shirt. Yeah. It's what you want, isn't it?
How many times did he yell, Dale?
Quite a lot, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about him. That was on Monday. thanks for the information, Jack, about on Twitter about not wearing any pants today. Thanks for that.
I'm wearing a bathing suit, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can now see the props, and you lot will be able to see it in a minute on the Radio 1 website. So where did you acquire these from, please?
So someone out there was like, oh, did you wear the floaties and the goggles and the bathing suit because they're getting wet? And I was like, no, this is actually how we dress.
This is our new image.
All Time Low is going through some things.
Mm. Yeah, turned up like this.
Yeah, we've done a reinvention. We've done a reimagining of our image. And we just thought rock and roll was getting a little bit stale. So we thought, why not bring like a shower cap into the mix and see what happens.
And Jack's wearing a 5 Seconds of Summer t-shirt.
Yes, I am.
I love that.
They love getting wet.
Yeah.
Well, the email said, wear some clothes that you hate because you're going to get wet. So wore his worst t-shirt now.
Alex, your hair's so blue.
It is very blue.
It's like off of, you know, when old ladies go and have a little rinse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
I was inspired by my grandma.
By my grandmother.
Yeah. Hi, Grandma.
When did you go blue?
Last week, I guess. It's fresh. And it's why, no joke, it's why I brought the shower cap, because it still runs when it gets wet.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I'm going to be sitting there covered in water with just blue streaming down my face.
Our drummer, Ryan, is colorblind. So he texted me. He's like, Jack, what color is Alex's hair?
He's like, does Alex's hair look good? I can't tell.
Oh.
It's very sad for him.
Oh, we're going to have blue puddles in here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you do that yourself? Was it a home job or
I did not. I was too scared. I thought about it. I really wanted to do it on the last tour, and I talked about it, and all our fans started bringing me like dye on tour and stuff like that, which was really sweet, but I was very scared to, because you have to go blonde first.
Yeah.
And I was scared that I would fry my hair and it would all fall out.
So what was it a dare?
Or is it Chris?
No.
I'm so sorry.
He lost a bet.
I take it you don't like my hair.
I can't say that.
No, I think it's great. It's just if I went that color, it would probably be as the result of a dare.
Yeah, no, I dare you to do it.
I'm so sorry, Alex.
It's okay. I understand. I had to have the same conversation with my mom, who was very disappointed.
Was she really?
Yeah.
She's like, what?
Tattoos and now blue hair.
Chris,
really,
will you please dye your hair blue? Please.
I'll do it.
Can we dye your hair?
I dare
you
for that.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
We dare you.
I think if there was the right reason to do it.
Okay, next time you come and see us, he'll have blue hair.
There we go.
Dibs on. No, we should do it in the studio.
What,
next
you
time
dye
we come
my
on.
Hair.
Yeah, we're going to dye your hair.
Okay, so can you now give consent to that on, so we've got it as a recording?
I'm not going to have a choice, am I?
No.
So say it.
So next time you lads are in, you're going to dye my hair blue.
Yes!
Yes.
That's happening.
Right.
Now, Jack, I saw on your Twitter, are you moving to London soon or thinking about it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why?
Dude, I love it. It's what an incredible city, man.
It is a good city.
Yeah.
And you go exploring at night sometimes?
Every time.
And what do you find?
He's a night person.
I was down in Soho yesterday, just around, and I saw some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you will. You'll see some things.
Yeah. You'll definitely see things there. And do you see more things than you do, let's say, in Baltimore?
Yes, different things.
Different things.
Sure. Bigger city, more possibilities.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, congratulations on number one album recently as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becca and Alex have been on saying Alex and Jack are actually hilarious. I've given up with my revision for my immediate exam to listen to this. You can watch it as well on your phone. On your phone, go to the Radio 1 website or a computer or laptop. You can watch us live now because the cameras are on. Becca loves the blue hair.
Aw, thank you.
But now it's been covered up by a pink shower cap.
I have my shower cap on.
This looks hot.
Thanks.
That's hot.
Thank you.
Yes. First time watching today. I love All Time Low. I know exactly what their humour is like, and this is going to be one of the best games of Innuendo Bingo I ever.
This could be good.
No pressure.
Okay. Cameras are on. Ellie and Leanne and Stevenage are watching for the first time and are ridiculously excited. So let's play the game, shall we?
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's very intense.
All fine. Good, it is. It's the music is intense. Now, do beware that the water is cold at first. Please don't swear. And also, aim for his face.
Of course.
And like, the more water you can get in the mouth, that's the better it makes the game.
Baby birds.
Just go in. So, water, please.
Right,
lots of it. You can see All Time Low in shower caps and goggles.
Oh, I
right
wasn't
now
supposed to swallow it.
On the Radio 1 website. No, don't swallow. Okay, first we're going to The Chase on ITV. And presenter Bradley Walsh gets offered a little bit too much information from one of the contestants.
Okay, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
The garden's a real mess.
Is it?
Front and back, yeah.
Big wow mess.
Just a small amount of sprayage from Chris there. More like a little wee that came out of his mouth.
Garden's a real mess.
Is it?
Front and back,
thank
yeah
you, Sue Henry in Tunbridge Wells, for spotting that one. And now we're going over to the West Midlands. And on BBC WM, it's the Sonny and Shay show. That's quite hard to say. Sonny and Shay have known each other for 11 years. And Sonny has arranged a forfeit for Shay live on the radio. And I thought they were just work colleagues.
It's happening now.
I really don't want to cry because I'm going to... Oh, okay, my God, I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
Okay,
oh.
Okay, slowly.
I'm
now
never talking to you again. She's got around my neck. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Okay.
It's coming in my face. Oh, my God.
Now, Sonny had arranged for a massive snake to sit on Shay's neck, and
right,
and that's why that happened.
It's coming in my face.
Alex sent us that one. Yeah, as you can see, his spray is good. So mm-hmm, you know,
and okay, a confident spray.
Yeah, it's very confident.
What's it like in goggles? That's quite a cool idea there, because you can keep your eyes open.
Well,
you can keep your eyes open.
Pretty good. It's helping.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's good
in the face. Maybe we should all always do goggles.
I'm just looking at what people can see on the website. This is your best look yet.
I think we should stick with this image. Seriously, good stuff.
Now we're going over to Springwatch. If you can take more water, please. And on Springwatch, Chris Packham has a special request for the last show of the series.
He's got masses of fans, Si. And what we want to see, of course, is tomorrow.
Oh,
Fry. Oh, wouldn't it be
Si
good?
Fry on tomorrow's show, our last show of the series. That would be absolutely
fantastic. For once,
fantastic,
I'd like a happy ending. I really would.
Oh, God.
I'm worried the team won't be able to arrange that at such short notice.
For once, I'd like a happy ending.
Danny and Kelly emailed that one to us. Springwatch is filth. More water, please.
How you doing?
All fine. Over there. Now it's time for one of our classics. What? Oh no, this is going to go wrong now. Come on. Time for a classic. And Tony Blackburn on BBC London has a very specific question for the lady reading the travel news.
And no traffic allowed across the junction at Putney High Street for the Upper Richmond Road while the cyclists head back into London. Pippa Sparks, BBC London 94.9, the next travel at 1.
Thank you very much, Lee Pippa. To your knowledge, has any cyclist been blown off yet?
Go!
Oh, no.
Tony!
There's so much spit.
I know.
So much spit.
I know. Can't ask the travel lady that.
To your knowledge, has any cyclist been blown off yet?
It was a very windy day. Everyone all right over there? Chris, you fine?
Good, yeah. Hydrated. It's a good one.
Very hydrated.
You are getting it in the face, aren't you?
I'm more wet than I thought I would be.
Yeah, and with no pants, that's a problem.
Right. Those things happen.
You'll be chafing soon. Something to look forward to. Now the latest goings on at the One Show. Charles Brandreth and Nick Robinson are trying to outdo each other with their professional stories. Have a listen, but I think Nick easily wins this one.
Did you do David Cameron at the White House with the ping pong table?
David Cameron at the ping pong? No, but I did do Gordon Brown at the White House.
Well, when David Cameron...
Yes! All right. Show off.
No, but I did do Gordon Brown at the White House.
Well, when David Cameron...
With the DVDs. When...
Whoa! All right. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle, for spotting that one. This is all-time low innuendo bingo. You can watch on the Radio 1 website now. Let me know if you are. Okay, now it's time to visit Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. What a show. Water, please. The good thing about Come Dine With Me is you get to experience things that you've never done before.
I mean, I didn't really taste it because I just put it in my mouth and swallowed, but I did manage to swallow, and I think that's a real bonus because I don't think I was going to be able to.
That was both of you! It's not fair!
Oh, that was good.
That lady was eating pig's cheeks, of course.
But I did manage to swallow, and I think that's a real bonus because I don't think I was going to be able to.
No.
Yes.
It's always good when that happens.
Yes.
Okay. More water, please. Are you enjoying the game?
You know what? I don't know how it's happening, but I somehow, you know, like when you wear goggles in a pool and they fill up with water?
Mm-hmm.
That's happening to me right now.
Oh, yeah, you can see it.
I have pools.
Weird, it's blue water.
Well, you gotta get a seal. You gotta get a seal going
There's
on.
There's no seal here.
I would probably, oh no, you've got blue stuff running down your face.
I told you it would happen.
Oh, wow.
I almost wore my see-through bathing suit. I'm happy I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's a thing.
I think
either.
We all are.
Yeah. Just one of those clear raincoats.
Okay, now we're going. Now we're going to BBC Six Music. Water, please. Everybody, yeah. And here's professional northerner Sean Keaveney. Now, Sean is sharing with his listeners some of the drawbacks of getting up so early to do the Six Music breakfast show.
It's 39 minutes past eight here on BBC Radio Six Music, and I'm Sean Keaveney. I've got my come in my shorts this morning.
What is going on there?
Wow. Oh, Sean.
That guy's got a creepy voice, man.
Also, who says it's 39 minutes past?
It's 39 minutes past eight here.
He sounds tired.
Oh, I love him, though.
Come in my shorts this morning.
All right, Sean. I'll get the figures up. Lewis in Manchester noticed that one. And then finally, let's go to Grand Designs, Australia. Water, please. And Michael has been having some work done. Now, I have watched the UK version before, but in Australia, they do it completely differently over there. You're right, Chris. Do you know what's coming?
Get off me. Right, I do.
You do, don't you? Yep, ready. Here we go. Grand Designs, Australia.
So this is what it's all about.
This is it.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It's terrific.
He's having his deck enlarged there, of course.
Sorry, man.
Okay, I'm going to do one more, actually, because I know Chris will like this one. And I just want you to get a bit wet.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Don't we all?
Water, please. Water, please. And we're going over to the Gulf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
One more?
Yeah, go on then.
Del Winton on the National Lottery.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
And that was today's innuendo bingo with Jack and Alex. You survived it. Well done.
I feel good.
Do you feel good?
I feel great.
Feel hydrated?
First shower in days.
Oh, lush.
Weeks.
Boys, thank you for coming to see us. It's always a pleasure. Come back and see us soon. And remember, next time, Chris will have that blue hair.
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
Yeah,
thanks,
happening.
Boys.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, dear, Christopher, you are wet through.
Proper wet through. That was, that really was a wet one, wasn't it?
Really was. Thanks, lads. Always a pleasure to see Jack and Alex from All Time Low. Amy says, score. Am I going to be able to watch it later? Yes. Innuendo Bingo is now its own show on BBC iPlayer. So just search for Innuendo Bingo and you'll see Jack and Alex getting wet a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Oh, we've just spotted something. Is that one of all-time lows phones?
Now, this is happening. This happens every now and then because people are wet. They're in a hurry to hurry to go and get changed.
Now, I think that is. I think that's Alex's phone. I do.
I can't be sure.
Do you want to... No, we can't. It's probably got a passcode on it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But... Oh, it's just so tempting, though, isn't it?
No, I'm going to try. Right, I'm going to try the number a couple of times. See what happens. What number should we go for?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you think? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. No.
And 0000.
Hang on, I've done it twice.
Don't lock him out. Don't lock him out. Oh, no, that's really bad.
And we're not sure it's his phone.
They're probably listening in the car now. Alex, come back. I think your phone's here. Maybe I'll tweet you as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should we take some pictures on the phone?
Yeah, a few people are saying this. You can still do you can still do pictures on
it. If we can get into it, why don't we just like fill up the phone with selfies of us?
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay. And yeah, it does actually work.
Does it? Without the code?
Awesome.
Yes. Give it here. I'll do one as well.
I'm just doing loads. You on?
Yeah, we're on. If this is Alex's phone from All Time Low, he's going to have loads. Someone says also, which is correct, why would you tweet him? Surely he'll need his phone to read that. Yeah, good point. Okay, I think that's enough photos now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just thought, you know, we said that you're going to have blue hair the next time All Time Low come in.
Yeah.
The next time. If that is Alex's phone and he comes back in, then that's the next time they're going to be coming to see us, isn't it?
Oh, so you mean quite soon,
so
potentially.
So potentially your hair will be dyed blue by the end of today.
No, it's not.
No, we said the next time they come in.
Yeah, we'll forget about that.
Right, sure.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm paranoid. Is my mouth noise too loud today?
What's your mouth noise?
Two people have said it and it's making me paranoid. Your voice sounds extra moist today. Are you licking your lips a lot? Do I sound extra moist today?
It's a horrible thought.
I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Am I still moist?
I put that in my mind. I think you're fine. You're worried that your mouth is sounding moist.
Yeah, like moist mouth. And more people are texting in about it now. It's making it worse.
Okay.
And somebody's saying drink more water, so I'm doing that. But now it's really moist.
Okay.
Isn't that horrible? I don't know what to do about it. Do you think I'll be like this for life now?
I think you'll be all right.
Constant moist mouth.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I ask, Chris, why are you looking at a picture of a man with a horse?
Oh, no, this isn't any old man. This is the guy. I don't know if I ever spoke to you about him, but he went viral earlier this year when he was interviewed on the news. It was really snowy around that time. And he came on and he sort of developed his own catchphrase, which was, "You wouldn't long be getting frostbit."
No, you haven't told me about him.
You wouldn't be long getting frostbit. He said that. And
okay.
I love him. His name's Rory.
Okay, let's play that then.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
I yes. love him.
Brilliant.
He's such a hero.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
So anyway, I've seen this picture today, and it's that guy called Rory.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
What's he doing now?
He's finished his A-level exams, from what I can see, and he's left his last exam on horseback. It's a picture of him on the back of a horse galloping through town.
How?
It's just incredible.
How's he got hold of a horse?
I don't know, and he seems to be using it to celebrate his last A-level exam. It's awesome. I've put it on my Twitter. It's my favourite picture in a long while.
So he finishes the exam and thinks, okay, now I'm going to ride out on a horse.
I don't know. There's so many questions I want to ask. He's clearly just hyped at having his last exam. You know, there's loads of exams on at the moment.
There he is.
And there he is on horseback there.
Literally just leaves on a white horse.
But it's him, the frostbit guy.
That is one way to celebrate end of exams.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few people are saying he needs to be careful he doesn't get a horsebit.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit.
It's so good.
Just rock up after your exams with a horse and just ride out of there.
Ready on Twitter right now if you want to see the picture.
Hi, Hayley, it's Scott.
Oh, hi, Scott, how are you?
Good, are you right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
What's going on then, Hayley?
I've just got back from my English exam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anything to report?
Well, it was great until I got in, and then I realised I had the wobbly desk.
Oh no,
that's a experience.
That's the worst for the English exam as well.
No, it's horrid. My writing was messy as anything. I feel bad for the examiner who gets my exam.
You should have got one of the invigilators to put a bit of paper under it.
I know, but they always look so grumpy, don't they? I'm terrified of the invigilators.
I heard something about invigilators the other day, and I'm not sure if I should share. Because, if true, it's really made me second guess.
Okay,
a lot of stuff happened to me.
Is this NFA, not for air, or is it fine?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
So basically...
Brace, everyone.
So you know during an exam, the invigilators every now and then sort of stand next to you and look over your shoulder. Now, I've heard that what they do is they have a discussion amongst themselves and do little dares, like, go and stand next to the one that's blatantly going to be rubbish. Or, like go and stand next to the one you think's going to fail.
No, they don't.
And then she came and stood next to me.
Oh, no. Got it. Definitely a dare.
Oh, no.
What, to make it a bit more interesting for themselves?
Yeah, like, jazz it up a little bit. They'll huddle at the front. You'll see them huddle, and then you'll see them one by one slowly walk out, and they'll go stand next to a pupil. And it's basically a little game they're playing.
Oh.
Might not be true.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It does make you think, though, doesn't it?
Oh.
Did one stand next to you today?
Yeah, she actually moved my pens and stuff around on my desk. Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Get off my pens.
hands off my highlighter. Go away.
Absolutely.
Do you strike me as someone who brings in all the equipment, even for an English exam?
Everything. Yeah. I had my calculator. I had everything.
Sure.
Projector.
Yeah.
No, not a projector. Protractor. Imagine a full-on projector.
A lot of you did bring a projector in, though. Did the exam go all right?
Well, I've had a lot of friends coming out. I think they've all gone to the pub to drown their sorrows.
Fair play.
So, yeah, we'll see. Don't know.
Were there any situations like we were talking about the other day? You remember on Twitter, it was like Hannah's sweets.
Mm.
Mary's conservatory.
Jane's cheese.
My brother sat the Hannah Sweets exam. I didn't really get the fuss.
Who was in yours?
No one, really. Oh. I don't think. It was quite a standard, quite boring, really.
Right. It's not really like that with English, though, is it? Did you have to read a book beforehand? Isn't it that? Don't you come in with a book full of annotations?
We have to remember the books. We didn't get given them in our exam.
Did you not?
No, so you have to remember all your quotes and things.
What was the book?
We had two. There was Tess of the D'Urbervilles, which is really boring, and Brideshead Revisited, which is also really boring. Yay.
Yes. My mum likes Brideshead Revisited. Yeah.
Rubbish.
She'd been all over that exam.
She could have sat it for me. She would have loved it.
Sandra would have loved it.
That's not allowed.
When you finished the exam, did you ride out majestically on a horse?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you did as well?
Yeah,
you
all
didn't,
the time.
You didn't. Have you seen this picture we're talking about?
No, I haven't. I really want to, but it sounds funny.
Mm. I mean, he is a proper legend. He's just there casually rolling out on a horse for his final exam. You know, you were saying your mates have gone out to sort of celebrate the end of the English Lit exam?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
I've got another exam tomorrow.
Oh, rubbish.
No celebrating for me. I know.
When do you finish all the exams then?
Tuesday.
Yes.
So excited.
What are you going to do then?
I'll go out and have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. One bit of advice though, and I really mean this, is it's such a great moment when you finish your exams. You really got to plan it. Like the lad on a horse, that's legendary. You know, he knew that moment was going to be good. He went out on a horse. I think you can do better than what you're suggesting.
Mm.
Sure, go out in the evening, but you can do that any night. Really think about something you want to do, and that's your perfect time to do it.
Okay. So riding out on a horse, that's already done. I can't do that then.
Yeah.
I mean, we could get some ideas from our listeners.
That's a good idea.
But if we come up with one, will you actually follow it through and do it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, good.
Right, well, it's going to be good.
Maybe.
It's better to just ask them on air and put them on the spot because they can't say no.
Yeah, now I feel really bad. If I'd have said no, that would have been awful, wouldn't it?
Okay, well, we'll come up with something and then you do it after your last exam on Tuesday and make sure someone films it.
Great. Excellent. Thanks. Yay.
Hayley, I'll give you a call next week, all right?
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it, Scott.
And we'll decide what you're going to do at the end of your exams because Chris is right. It needs to be bigger.
Yeah, definitely. definitely.
It's the best moment. It's that feeling when you leave that exam is the best feeling ever.
Yes, I agree. It's got to be memorable.
Speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. I can understand.
Yes, I am. Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbitten.
ASAP Rocky, oh! And Miguel Pujol and Rod Stewart and some other people every day on Radio 1. Looks like you're right about the invigilators.
So many on. We're getting so many texts.
So many texts saying that they do play games just to pass the time, and that's why they stand next to you.
Stand next to the dot, dot, dot. Mm. That seems to be the most popular game that they do.
Yeah.
So just be wary of it if you're in an exam.
Kid most likely to, etc.
That's terrible because poor people who've still got exams to go will be second guessing all invigilators. I'm sure not all of them do it.
No, but there is a reason why they're standing by you. You just got to try and work out what it is. What am I the most likely to be or do? Maybe we'll try and get an invigilator on tomorrow to confirm this. We can change their voice, can't we?
Yeah, we can do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't have to be, you know, identified or anything. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier, we were talking about the frostbite guy.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
That was him when it was snowy in Ireland. Was it last Christmas?
It was, yeah, I mean, it was earlier in the year when that was big.
And now he's just ridden out of his final exam on a horse.
It's probably my favourite photo this year.
You are obsessed with this guy.
I love him, right? And I'm obsessed with looking at interviews of him from round about that time. I loved that little thing that he says.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Annoyingly, in the summer, you can't say it so much.
No.
But now, out of nowhere, this picture's emerged of him on horseback leaving his A-level exam.
He's a legend.
I mean, if you do want to see his picture and you're on Twitter, get to the Radio 1 Twitter and you can see this picture. It needs to be seen.
We had Hayley on earlier, who is finishing her exams on Tuesday. And we are trying to work out for her another kind of majestic way of finishing the exams. Obviously, she can't get a horse this last minute. I do like the idea that someone came up with of releasing some doves to celebrate the end of the exams. But I don't know where she's going to get doves from last minute.
It's because it's such an amazing moment, isn't it? It feels so good. That moment where you finish your last exam, and I don't know, you don't want to waste that moment. I think there's something epic you can do.
Any other ideas for Hayley? Because she is going to do it on Tuesday when we come up with a good enough one and one that we can do in time. Someone says hire a bouncy castle and inflate it in the playground only for her own use and have bouncers stopping everyone else from getting on it. I like a bouncy castle. In my final exam, the whole lot of us agreed to do a pen drop at exactly 1:15 p.m. The invigilators did not know what to do. Ollie in Portsmouth. Good way to finish his final exam? Probably not allowed. Mm. And what about Damien in Cornwall, who's offering if he wants to dress up in a white uniform, walk in at the end of the exam and carry her away? I mean, it's
an idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's right, Damien, we might not get back to you. But who knows? any other ideas? 81199?
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
We need to find this guy, by the way. We need to speak to this guy.
If anyone knows his whereabouts and like get him to get in contact with us on 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Chris will not sleep until he's found this guy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember when we were out for food the other night just before the meeting that we had?
Yeah.
And we were in a bit of a hurry. And what was the phrase you used? Because you had to eat it quickly?
Oh, yes. I need to Wolf Alice it down.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Oh, I need to Wolf Alice this down. So that's not even going to become a thing.
No?
I don't think so, no. Is that the first time you used it?
I think so.
Are you happy with it?
Well, do you remember there was a lot of food? We had, I think I had 5 minutes to eat it before the meeting that we were meant to be at.
Yes.
And you've been on some weird diet thing that you're doing, wouldn't partake.
No.
Basically, when me and you order food, I always order way more food because generally, even if you say you're not going to eat some, you eat some.
Yeah, I'm weak-willed like that.
Right? But this time I was left riding solo.
With all the chops.
That's a Wolf Alice sit down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Baker's been on, he's just Wolf Alice to pork pie.
Oh.
That was Wolf Alice on BBC Radio 1. And good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon to you all.
Hello.
Good
afternoon.
Is everyone okay here?
We're okay, hon. We had all-time low in earlier doing Innuendo Bingo. That was brilliant.
Yeah, blue hair.
Blue hair, so blue.
Also Alex. Marge.
It is Marge. Mm. It is Marge. Have you seen that Jack's been tweeting about us?
Oh no, what's he saying?
He's saying that I'm the best smelling radio host, but don't tell Greg James.
I haven't seen that. I'll have a look.
I love those boys.
You do have a good musk, to be fair.
Thank you.
Very good musk. Oh, but I would like to... Not that it's a competition, guys, but I don't want to... This is going to deflate you a little bit.
Oh, no. What now?
But I did also get followed by Pitbull the other day.
Did you? I don't know. That's
Scott's face. Look at his face.
I don't see a problem
with face.
That.
Look at the face on it.
Look at the face.
He's got a face on. Who's that, Marty?
Marty Bombo.
He's got a face on.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Sure. To be fair, he's gone around all the radios and he's followed all the DJs.
Yeah, he's followed Martin and Sue in the Morning Crew and everyone else, hasn't he?
I don't know if he's followed them, actually.
He probably has. And here's your first one today on Real or No Real.
There's a new dating app where you choose matches based on a computer-generated image of what your children might look like.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
This isn't right now.
That's a bit full-on, isn't it?
It's all gone too far. Because the thing is, you know, your children are beautiful, whatever they come out like. That's the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Whatever they come out like.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
I think it's, that's too far.
Okay.
We live in a very fickle world. I'm going to get on my high horse here.
Okay.
We live in a very fickle world. We don't need to make it any more fickle.
I think it's too shallow.
Too shallow.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I think dating apps, they really are running out of ideas. The one that gets me is the one where it's for people who like people in uniform and people who work in uniform.
Mm.
So therefore, just anyone.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, well, you might not like uniforms, but I mean, it does.
So the only people it excludes is someone who doesn't like uniform.
Yeah. I always thought that adds a bit weird. Have you been on it?
No, I haven't. No. Okay.
No.
But there is a niche dating site for absolutely everyone.
There really is.
The uniform thing doesn't... I mean, no offence to people that work in Greggs, but it's not like people who like work in Greggs and stuff. I really want to go out with someone who wears that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There's a niche dating site for everyone. That will be someone's thing.
And what's the farmer's one? Muddy Puddles or something?
Yeah, I'm sure there is one.
No, there is. It's called Muddy something.
All right.
Muddy Puddles.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's
something like that.
There's Baker's Dating or something like
that. Muddy Puddles. That sounds like a YouTuber.
Everyone will tell us in a minute. Anyway, is there a dating app where you get a computer-generated image of what your children might look like?
Probably. There is a dating idea. They're out of ideas. I'm saying real on this one.
I'm going to say no real, hopefully.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yes.
At the moment, but now that we've put that idea out there, it probably will happen.
It's Muddy Matches.
Oh, not Muddy Puddles. Muddy Matches.
But if your Muddy Match goes well, you can have a lovely time in a Muddy Puddle.
Yeah, that's the farmers dating there. And next on Real or No Real today.
Council workers in Helsinki have mounted a huge cleanup operation after 1,000 life-size cardboard cutouts of Nicki Minaj were left outside the city's main cathedral.
Imagine that.
Wow.
So I assume that's after a concert, perhaps. She's performed there. They've had to clear up all the posters and...
1,000 life-size Nicki Minajs outside the county hall.
That is a fan. Right there, if that's true. That is a fan who just loves Minaj.
Do you think?
I printed them all for you!
Loves Minaj.
Security.
£10,000 has this cost me. I had to fly them in.
Here's a question. Both of you have had life-size cardboard cutouts of yourselves done before.
Sure.
Okay, that's happened. That's a given, right?
I don't think
but
I
do
have.
Either of you... Yeah. You definitely...
I don't think
on,
I have.
Of course
have.
You have.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I would love that, but... you definitely.
I've got someone's made the face before, not the whole.
No, you'll have a life size somewhere.
Wow.
Well, what
I'd
I was going
to
ask
I'd
is,
love to meet him.
Do you own a life size cardboard cutout of yourselves?
No,
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 no. But I do want to take that one home that was made
for
Radio One, which is like a cartoon version of me. Yeah. I quite like that. That's nice. Yeah. Something to show the grandkids.
Yeah,
I of course I'm dressed as a crab. Yeah. In my one, which will never leave me.
Please, but and. It shouldn't ever leave you.
No.
Nicki Minaj, were there 1,000 cardboard ones of her outside Helsinki City Hall?
I'm going to say... Also, I'm going to say waste of cardboard, but yeah, true, real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real. Wow.
Yes, they were put there as a publicity stunt ahead of a Nicki Minaj gig in Helsinki. And next.
Producers on Strictly Come Dancing increased the amount of dry ice used during one of Scott Mills' performances... to hide his dodgy footwork.
Still being mentioned?
I think that's unfair. I do think that's unfair.
So,
but if it is true, it is proof that you can polish the turd.
Yeah.
It's clever. It's a clever way of getting around the dodgy footwork. issue that some dancers may have.
But that's what they do in shows where pop stars can't really, you know, if a pop star can't really sing, you just cram that stage with dancers.
Yeah.
You just, it's distraction techniques. Like absolutely. When you're trying to get a baby to look at a camera. You're
yeah.
Like, Over here, look at the artist.
Just look at all the nice things around.
Mm. Or if it's that bad, you smoke screen the whole thing so you can't see it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, there was a malfunction with the smoke machine. That's why you saw nothing.
So, and also, with your dance, from what I remember, it was mainly focusing on the claws, wasn't it?
Well, there was more than one, Chris. I think you'll find I made it through to week six.
That's amazing.
I know.
I hope you're proud of that.
I'm so proud. I don't know how it happened.
6 weeks of Strictly.
The people listening now probably have got a lot to do with it.
I don't remember your other dances, though, back on it.
I remember Festa.
No, I mean that in the nicest way. Festa was big.
Uncle Festa.
Crab.
I mean, there was a tango to Stop by the Spice Girls, which everyone seems to forget.
Wasn't there a Robbie Williams number?
Yeah, that was the first one.
What was that?
Rock DJ.
Rock DJ. See, I remember that when you were on the big decks.
Yeah.
See, I remember that one. Yeah. I was with you. I voted lots.
Thank you. Well, you're the reason I made it to week six.
Was the
dry ice increased during one of my performances to hide my slightly off footwork?
What do you think, Greg?
It wasn't just because I put a bet on. What? I think that's real.
I think, no, surely not. You have great footwork. No real.
That one is real.
No. So I think it's real. I don't know about the producers of Strictly Come Dancing, but I'm saying it's real because in the rehearsal, there was a lot less dry ice than there was on the night. And it was when I was doing, attempted a waltz to Total Eclipse of the Heart. And it was awful.
But it's one of those songs that where you can get away with lots of dry ice.
But I did. What you didn't see on TV is Bruno standing up and trying to see my feet, but you can't see them because there's so much dry ice.
Clever.
They definitely pumped more in, I reckon. And finally,
Paramore's Hayley Williams turned down the opportunity to be in The Simpsons because she felt the yellow skin tone wouldn't complement her red hair.
Why would you turn down being The Simpsons, please?
You just wouldn't.
No.
That's nonsense. And if it is nonsense... Well, if that is true...
It's a lame excuse.
That's terrible. Why would you say no to The Simpsons? Mm. Although, hear the news today.
What?
The horrible news. That they, in a future series of The Simpsons, they're going to split up Homer and Marge.
No!
I then heard that wasn't true.
Oh.
So I'm not sure. I read the same as you. But then, I don't know, I think there's a bigger story than that.
Okay. Surely not.
Yeah, but they said Al Jean, one of the creators, said that he was going to split up Homer and Marge. No, Homer's not going to be gay.
Oh.
He's just going to be fall in love with someone else. I think it's dentist or something. That is it.
That's
love.
Really,
love is
really
dead.
Sad.
What, that physician? That guy, the dentist? Surely not. He's not with the dentist, is he?
No.
With the dentist?
I don't think so, no. No,
no,
that right. I think we're making all
maybe
of
it's
this
pharmacist
making
or something.
Yes, so real or no real, Paramore's Hayley Williams turned down a chance to be in The Simpsons because she thought the yellow skin tone would not complement her red hair.
No real.
Dr. Lipschitz, you're talking about, by the
right.
way. Remember his name. Amazing name as well.
Yeah.
One that I should have not said on the radio. I think that's real.
That one is no real.
Of course she didn't turn it down. She wasn't even asked. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20, Greg got 30.
Yes, yay. Greg. What's on today?
Today we have film reviews with Ariana, and we've got Emma Willis coming in at 5:10 live to talk about, well, any number of the TV shows she's currently on.
She's on all the shows. All right, see you at 4:00. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Thursday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio.